Christ Church, Branchville, Alabama, presents this podcast of the weekly sermon. If you would like to support our ministry or get a higher quality recording on CD, please contact deacons at christchurchbranchcove.org. Enjoy the sermon.
Our sermon text this morning is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 to 27. Proverbs 14, 4, 14 to 27. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our closest kinsman. We praise you, O Lord, for drawing near to us this day. And as we gather near to you, our exceeding joy, we pray that you would teach us your word. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead us. Give us ears to hear. Illuminate our minds to understand your truth. Shape and change us, that life comes forth from our hearts and we submit faithfully and joyfully to your Spirit's leading us as your servant sons and your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray this in his name. Amen. You may be seated. I beg your pardon at the offset. You might have already noticed my voice is a little hoarse. I feel fine, 100%, but I think it's all the dry weather we've been having this last week that's gotten to my voice. But yesterday, at the Nevin Lectures for Theopolis, we heard from a theologian from the Pentecostal background, so maybe it's appropriate that you hear this morning from a strange new voice. But so I might need a refill on the water, deacons. Brothers and sisters in Lord Jesus Christ, one of the central issues of life and the central issues of our day is, who am I? Who am I? Now, it may seem ridiculous to think that we need to find out who I am or to search for oneself. But we spend so much time in our lives being told who we are that we may not seem to notice the importance of this question. Perhaps you've had good instruction in your life, and this really isn't a problem for you. You know who you are. But many people in the world are searching for an identity. Something inside them has made them restless, and they hope they can find a resolution. Now, we know our identity because we know truth. We know truth about the world, we know truth about God, and we know truth about ourselves. And frankly, we enjoy being reminded about it. We know that we are children of God. Do you ever get sick of hearing that? That you are children of God? You're a child of God, and you're a child of God. It's a very comforting thought. Due to no contribution on my part or your part, God freely and lovingly chose us. We know that we are made in His image, and we know that sin ruined the gracious identity He gave us in creation. And that reality that we are children of God is that our salvation is all of grace. And we ought not take it for granted. We see insanity, we see sin, we see death in the world. And we need to see and say, no way am I giving up all of this for that. We belong to the triune God. We are part of His family. Children of God, that is our identity. And we begin our new lives like that. We begin with grace. We begin new life with grace. God says, I have saved you. I am the Lord your God. And He graciously grounds us in His righteousness. Boys and girls, righteousness, if you're keeping track. We are wild olive shoots grafted into the vine. Where do you stand? I stand in Jesus. I stand united to Him by grace. I am a child of God by adoption. And God in His mercy, He looks upon you in His favor and says, that's my boy. That's my girl. Because of Jesus. So we can testify to one another, as Aaron has already said this morning, that we are His children due to the finished work of Jesus Christ. His righteousness covers us in our union with Him. We need not fear condemnation because we find shelter in the wings of the Savior. So, brothers and sisters, that's our starting point. That's who we are. That's our identity. No matter the sin or the death in the world, no matter the confusion about identity in the world, you are children of God. And don't you forget it. You are righteous in His sight. So as children, our Father teaches us. It's no wonder as you read Proverbs that so many of the Proverbs begin with a father teaching a son. Chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you. Chapter 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. Chapter 4, verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. A father teaching his son. Parents teaching their children. And central to this teaching is reminding children, God reminding us as children, of who we are and where we stand. You are my sons. You are my daughters. Y'all are my children. I think God says y'all, doesn't He? We are counted among the righteous. This is where we begin. This is where we stand right now. You are God's righteous children. Now hear from the Father on how to live for Him. As parents watch their children leave home, God wants His children to be faithful, to be safe, to keep the way He has taught us. And in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, the father sends the son out with teaching. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. We must see the faith that we learn. We need to receive the faith as children with childlike faith and see the faith set before us. But the Lord doesn't desire we remain children. Be childlike, innocent as doves, as it pertains to sin. But living in the world, serving the kingdom of God, we are to be wise. Wise as serpents. Crafty. And we will depart this morning from the household of faith to return to the world for the next 6 days. So we need to learn and we need to keep what God has instructed us. And one way in Proverbs he teaches us is by contrasting. Contrasting. For example, God teaches in his word the example of the wise and the fool. The wise and the fool. This is a dominant theme in Proverbs. A good son wants to honor his father. A good daughter wants to be wise. Nobody wants to be a fool. Boys and girls, do you want to be fools? Do you want to be foolish? Of course not. But being is doing. Being is doing. You are the children of God. So, be the children of God. Do you want to be fools? Then don't do foolishness. You want to be wise? Be wise. Wise people seek wisdom. Righteous people seek righteousness. We don't act like fools. We ought not do foolish things. Proverbs 15, verse 5. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. Now, this first part is the opposite of the whole point of Proverbs. A fool despises his father's instruction. Keep the teaching. Don't despise it. Love what you've heard. Love what you learn. Don't forsake it. Don't forsake your parents' wise instructions. Don't forsake the father's teaching. Back to Proverbs verse 1, chapter 1, excuse me, verse 32. For the turning way of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. Foolishness can lead to death. Even sons and daughters of righteousness can be foolish. We can be simple. And that's why the Father warns us. If it weren't possible, he wouldn't warn us about it. Even sons and daughters of righteousness can be foolish and be destroyed. So the Father puts the choices before us. He teaches us these choices in Proverbs. Pay attention to how clear these are, because it could lead to death. Chapter 10, verse 8. The wise in heart will receive commands, but a prating fool will fall. This speaks to how we talk. A prating fool will fall. Be righteous, be wise in how you receive God's word and how you speak God's word. Chapter 12, verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Pride or humility? Are you going to be a humble son who listens? Or a prideful child? Two ears, one mouth. Chapter 15, verse 14. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. There seems to be a connection in what we hear and receive versus rejection and talking. Yeah, I hear you, I hear you. I know what I'm doing. Or soak it up. Receive it. Meditate on it. And this is our Father instructing us in the way of righteousness, the way of his children. It is not a meritorious righteousness that you earn. It's not maybe someday you'll be righteous. We'll see how it all turns out. It's, you are righteous in Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God dwells in you, leading you in righteousness. So, keep the way of righteousness. Be children of God. Flee sin and temptation. As children of God, we need to be wary of that which leads to death. Chapter 2, verse 20. Seek wisdom that you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the path of righteousness. This is get wisdom. Remember last week? Get wisdom. What was the point of last week's message? Get wisdom. And this getting wisdom is to keep righteousness. Boys and girls, on your drive home today, when mom and dad ask you what was the sermon about, keep the way of righteousness. Wisdom is righteous. Being wise is righteous. Do it and keep it. In continuing with the contrast that the Father uses, he warns us that there are two types of people in this world, and only two. Republicans and Democrats. No. The righteous and the wicked. There are only two. The righteous and the wicked. The seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Those who are inside Jesus, we are righteous. And those in rebellion to God, the wicked. We were once counted among the wicked in our sin. We were born in Adam, born in original sin, but we've been baptized into Christ. We are counted among the righteous. And that's all of grace. And in Christ, God gives us life, eternal life, and his righteousness. Proverbs 12, 28. In the way of righteousness is life. In the way of righteousness is life. And in its pathway, there is no death. Why do you keep the way of righteousness? Because it's life. What's the alternative? Leave the way of righteousness and find death. It's a gracious statement, that verse. Because it tells us where we stand. You stand as righteous, so keep the way of righteousness. You've been given life. Continue to pursue life. The way of righteousness is always unto life. Chapter 11, verse 19. As righteousness leads to life, so he pursues evil, pursues it to his own death. Can't get any clearer than it, can it? Righteousness leads to life. Evil leads to death. It's a bold and gracious warning, and we ought to take it seriously because God is warning his children that we can fall into wickedness. Now, that may make you feel uncomfortable, and that's a good thing because we ought to be wary of sin. Yes, sin no longer has dominion over you. Yes, you've been set free from the power of the devil. He can't touch you. But don't we pray, Father, lead us not into temptation? Meaning, we can fall into temptation. It is possible. We can be tempted to turn from life, to turn from righteousness unto sin and death. It's a real threat. So flee wickedness. Our sermon text this morning, chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Don't even go there. Do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. The temptation can be great if we're not wise, if we're not disciplined. Parents, train your children to recognize wickedness. Train your children to hate it. Hate wickedness. Boys and girls, what did the preacher talk about today in the sermon? He talked about hate. He kept talking about hate. Hate wickedness. Hate what God hates. Don't even dabble in it. See it for what it is. It is death. See that tasty morsel of sin? It'll kill you. Hate it. Chapter 4, verse 19. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Do we like darkness? Adults, do you like traveling at night? Driving at night? If you had your choice, would you rather drive during the day or would you rather drive at night? It's hard to see at night. You enter a dark room, what's the first thing you do? Look for the light switch, right? It's uncomfortable in the dark. Get some light in here. You wake up in the morning, open the curtains. Let some light into the room. Sinners, however, sinners love darkness. They can hide in their wickedness. They think no one sees them. They can do their evil deeds in secret. But the righteous, we live and walk in the light. Verse 18, the path of the just is like a shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Think back to creation. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And how did God address that? Speaking light into creation. Let there be light. 2,000 years ago, the world was in the darkness of sin. And Jesus came as the light. And as righteous children, we go forth as an army. We are armored in light to push away the darkness from the world. But to do that faithfully, we cannot be ensnared in darkness ourselves. Darkness just begets more darkness. Wickedness begets more wickedness. The Father wants children of light, walking in righteousness. But we must not play around with darkness. Verses 23 to 27, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. By the way, this verse is in our liturgy as a memory verse. Memorize it. Do it. Get wickedness. Or get wisdom. Get wisdom. Memorize that verse. 24. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Sin can be tempting. Sin can look really good. Tantalizing. In Proverbs, the father illustrates to his son the temptation of the adulterous woman. She leads so many men astray with her deceitful charm. And to a young man, this is a real temptation because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But sin is death. Her only way leads to death. Son, don't go the way of death. Don't forsake the way in which you stand right now. Don't turn aside from righteousness, which you've already been given. Flee sin and live. Keep your eyes straight forward. As God's children, we have to view the world with wisdom and discernment. What temptations could cause me to turn aside from the way? Men, the temptation to sexual sin? To be unloving toward your wife? To not be sacrificial? to be harsh with your children? Those are temptations that lead to death. So when you consider your choices, don't even entertain the sin. If I choose this, I die. This choice will kill me. Women, the temptation to disrespect your husbands, to be unloving toward your children. To spread gossip. To cut down with your words. To consider the false blessings of feminism. It leads to death. I don't even want to consider it. It will kill me. Boys and girls, what could lead you off the way of righteousness? How about selfishness, boys and girls? I want what I want. I don't want what my brother wants. I don't want what my sister wants. I want my way. How about, boys and girls, to stir up strife, trying to get your siblings in trouble, to disobey mom and dad, to pretend when you're in the other room and they call you, I can't hear that. I didn't hear mom and dad call me. Or when you get in trouble, you blame someone else. Brothers and sisters, children of God, He has given you His commandments. He teaches us in His Word. He teaches that it starts in the heart, in what we want, what we love, what we worship. From the heart flow the springs of life. If there's any covetousness, if there's any murder, if there's any pride, if there's any lust in my heart, it will flow out to disobedience. So don't even consider it. A sinful heart can lead us off the way of righteousness. Worldliness is a great temptation because the world looks awfully fun. You know, all my coworkers, my neighbors, you know, my relatives, they seem to be having a blast. Being diligent and striving against sin, that's no fun, right? Being a Christian is boring. Why do I have to keep all these silly rules? Being a Christian is about a relationship, not a religion. Hate it. Hate sin. Hate temptation. A little peek at the girl in the corner of the internet browser in her swimsuit. You know that Hollywood movie has a little sex in it? You know, everyone's seeing it. You know, cheating just a little on your taxes. Spreading a false report about a brother or sister. Masking it as a prayer request, a concern. Starting to feel buzzed, maybe just one more drink. It's awfully tempting. Looks pretty good. But the Father warns us. Chapter 14, verse 27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. Where does it all start? The fear of the Lord. Turn away from death. Life. Don't even consider death. It's empty. That little tasty morsel of sin, that worldliness, it doesn't satisfy. Yeah, the people in the world like it. Well, they're insane. Of course they like it. It's death. It's not from the Lord. He tells you what's good. He tells you what to hate. Brothers and sisters, our Father desires that we not sin. And that's what He teaches us in Proverbs. Pursue wisdom, be wise, grow up. Get wisdom and you will live. And then keep the way. Keep the way of righteousness. How do righteous people live? 10:16. The labor of the righteous leads to life, the wages of the wicked to sin. We're given new life. We're given new life in Jesus. Keep the way and you will continue to live. On the contrary, the way of the wicked is unto death. But no one sets out to die. We have changed hearts. He's renewing our minds. Continue in life and be wise about spotting death. Be mature adults in the kingdom. Take the words that we hear, that the Father gives us as sweet as honey. And when you see the idols of the world, the temptations to sin, say, if I take you sin, I commit suicide. To partake in this sin is suicide. Children of God, He's made known to us the path of life. In His presence this day is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. What more do you want? What more do you need? Jesus Christ, the Son, is the righteous one. Only in Him are we righteous. The Father reminds us of this glorious truth this day. And He sends us out to serve His kingdom, the kingdom of righteousness. So be wise, keep the way, for the students will be like the teacher. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. O Lord our God and merciful Father in heaven, we praise you for the love that created us and sustains us day by day. We rejoice that you are a God who makes all things new. And you've spoken to us in your word. We pray that you would seal your covenant promises in us now in your covenant meal. Bless us by your Spirit that we may retain what we have heard, that we would keep your word, that we would walk in the way of righteousness as your children, glorifying our Father in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you would like to support our ministry or get a higher quality recording on CD, please contact Deacons at Christ Church, Branch Cove.org.